From Coast to Coast, we're your host and host, SBH and Sella.
Although technically we're not coast to coast right now, we're on the same side of the country.
We're actually on the same couch. and SBH has allergies.
Talk amongst yourselves.
She's a little verklempt right now.
I think I'm okay.
All right.
But I'm probably going to be doing that off and on, so.
But the good news is our sound quality should be better because we're not worrying about multiple phones or connections. We are
physically touching. My personal sound quality sucks because I'm coming off of laryngitis.
Yeah, but we're together. And yes. This is awesome. And it's really good for both of our mental health.
Exactly.
Oh, this is bicoastal disorder.
We're usually bicoastal.
Yeah. Now we're monocoastal. Is that a thing? Monocoastal?
We're just coastal.
Coastal? We're on the East Coast.
Yay!
Yay!
Where there's a real fall, which is one of the reasons why I come out here every fall. I extend it because our fall doesn't typically peak until Halloween to early November. So I get our fall trees then.
And that's when our snow starts. Of course, we had snow yesterday, but yeah.
It wasn't my fault.
No, this time it was not your fault. We should probably explain that.
Yeah.
Okay, so SBH has a superpower.
What had happened was, what was it? 2013, I had said, when I was coming out to visit Sala and Magic Pants, I had said that I hope for real cold, snuggly fall / even wintry weather. And apparently it snowed the day.
There's no apparently. Well, it was cold.
And it snowed a little bit. And
it's cold AF.
And so considering where Sala and Pants live, I thought, well, isn't that typical? Until I went around the town with Sala and everybody said, "What's up with this freaky weather?" I was like, oh, so it's not typical.
And then the next year, you said that you didn't want that weather because you didn't want us to freeze our bazumbas off.
And then we had a damn heat spell.
Oh my gosh, it was so hot.
Right. So I have been unfairly branded as weather witch.
Unfairly nothing.
Although if you talk to my husband, business class, who totally had to show up his business class mode.
Oh my gosh, we will tell you guys.
Speaking of mental health. So...
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to love this story.
Yeah. So, and it just happened yesterday. But anyway,
so awesome.
But yeah, so business class also kind of he's just branded me in general as psychic witch because I tend to, according to him, I tend to curse sports teams. So if I don't want a sports team to win because of a personal grudge, I guess they lose or something like that, which means I should really be making a killing off bookies, but.
Wait, you hold grudges? No.
I can. If I wanna. Sometimes I let Maya out to play too. I think it's healthy.
Oh, we have an announcement. We now have a producer, sort of.
Yay! I forget what his code name is.
Blue Devil.
Thank you.
And so hopefully, I mean, right now we're recording on the old app, but it's okay because we're together.
Watch our sound quality suck more than ever.
God, I hope.
Wait, no, because if it does, you're going to blame me.
Psychic witch.
It's not going to happen. And we're going to sound like Casey Kasem. When was the last time you heard a good Casey Kasem reference?
Well, the last time I watched an old episode of Scooby-Doo with my kids.
He used to
do Shaggy's voice. He was the original Shaggy.
I can see it.
No one's going to hear you because you're whispering.
I can hear it now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's super crazy.
Well, it's kind of like I just told you how James Vanderbeek is Daddy Vampirina.
I know, what the heck? You can tell we have small children because we are kind of properly horrified about this.
Right.
Anyway.
We're like, Dawson, no.
Yeah, so I guess that's the business.
That's the business as far as the news. So let us tell you. So I don't know what our theme is today.
We'll get there.
But,
we'll pick one. How about
anger management?
How about anger management? Because that fits in
so,
the tale of woe that SBH is going to tell you guys about right now.
So we were staying at should I use this dude's name?
You can. It's a chain. So, like, they won't know where we are.
All right. So, I think the name of this episode will be Anger Management Ray.
Okay. Was that his name?
That's his name.
Okay.
So, anyway, we were staying at a hotel, business class, Mubi and I. And we have stayed at this hotel every year for the past 3 years.
Because it's like 5 minutes from my house.
It's walking distance from Sawa's house. And I mean, you know, it's a pretty, you know, simple, basic, clean, you know, I mean, it's not fancy, but it's certainly not shabby. It's just fine.
And convenient.
Right. So, I mean, are there better places to stay? Sure. But to suit our needs, which literally is just a place to lay down and go to sleep, it was fine. But anyway, so this place, like most places, offered a complimentary breakfast in a dining area with doors from, I don't know, like 6 to 9:30. I don't remember the hours, but I do know that
9:30 was definitely the ending point.
Right. And
business class made that very clear.
Well, and oh, one thing I should mention is the hotel changed hands, or at least it became a different chain, but the same owner this year.
Yes.
All the other times we've been here, they have made it clear to patrons that the hot breakfast is done at a certain time, but whatever's left, like be it milk or muffins or cereal, whatever, you can go in whenever. They keep the dining doors open, especially since their hot water and coffee maker and microwave is in there, because the hotel does not have microwaves in the room. And so yesterday morning, we were going to check out anyway and then recheck in for two more nights because our flight plans had gotten changed. And
that's an understatement of the year.
Yeah. And I had talked to Anger Management Ray earlier that morning. He sounded fine. You know, in retrospect, he sounded kind of short on the phone, but I don't know if that's how he generally sounds. But he wasn't being rude or anything.
He wasn't the one I talked to when I changed your reservation.
No, that was a woman.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he said, that's fine. Just come down to the desk and recheck in as we formally check out. I said, okay. Well, so business class went because our daughter was hungry. And in the past, getting yogurt, if there's any, has been a thing. And every day we had been there, and Sawa can vouch because she saw it when we got dropped off after 10 o'clock at night the other night, the doors to the dining room are open.
Yep.
Well, so business class went in, got a yogurt, and while his back is turned, the manager, Anger Management Ray, ran up behind him and started screaming at him like I could hear him in our room. So that's not business class exaggerating when he said the dude was yelling.
And for reference, their room is about three quarters of the way down the corridor. It's
right.
Not,
it's not off
like
the lobby.
Right there. My husband.
Okay. And we're back. And my husband, who, you know, he was off, you know, not oddly, obviously taken back by that. He told the guy, back up. Because, you know, he and I are both therapists. So he kind of automatically went into full therapist mode and started trying to diffuse this rush of anger in his face over a thing of yogurt.
And essentially he said, you can't take this yogurt, right?
What? No, he kept saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? The breakfast hours are over. And my husband was like, well, wait a minute, but the thing is open. And in the past it's been, at least in the past, it was, you know, encouraged to take whatever. And the guy was just not having it. Like, he just kept screaming, just repeating himself. And so that's when business class backed up and he went, you know, I think part of him was wondering if this dude was having an episode. It sounds like he was, because of the sheer anger coming off of this guy. So business class said, back up, get out of the room. And like trying to kick the guy out of his own kitchen, his own dining area. So the guy said, well, I'm not leaving. He said, okay, either you're leaving or I am. And then the guy said, well, when you guys check out, you have to leave. Otherwise I'm calling the police. And so when business class came back to the room and he said, well, so this is what happened. At first I wasn't even confused. I mean, like I told you when I called you, I was like, okay, I think he's having an episode of sorts. Because that's just not normal.
Well, the funny thing was, I had been asleep on the couch. Like, I had gotten home from dropping the kids off, and I was waiting for SVH to call, and I passed out on the couch, and I woke up to the phone ringing, And it was SBH telling me they got kicked out of the hotel. And so I thought I was dreaming it.
Yeah, no, we got kicked out.
Yeah, no, not dreaming it. No. It was just so ridiculous that I figured it had to be a dream.
Well, and according to Magic Pants, he goes, do you know how many people go in those rooms and do meth? Like they cook up meth and shit, you know? And I was like, yeah, I guess if you trash a room, I've heard of getting evicted out. But for taking what is a complimentary, at least until 9:30 yogurt. And the guy...
This was 10 o'clock, by the way. It wasn't like...
It was 9:45.
Oh, was it 9:45? Yeah. Okay.
I called you by 10. Yeah. Because by then, business class had to go back down there. And then business class, forgetting being a shrink and all that, letting his id fly, his id freak flag fly, he told the guy he's stupid. He told him he's obviously not fit to be in the hospitality profession.
Oh, that was funny. He said, you're failing at hospitality.
He said, you're a failure at hospitality. And then, of course, he asked to speak to the owner and the dude refused.
So, see, I thought that was like illegal. I could be wrong. I'm not a lawyer.
I mean, to be honest, and I've thought of this off and on since it happened, I really don't think the man cares about if it's legal or not. Either his relative is an owner of the hotel,
possible,
or he just really decided this is not what I'm cut out for, and I'm just, you know. But it's funny because the mayor is actually a friend of ours.
Yes, she is.
And we spoke to her, and she was, first off, she shout was like, gassed. And then she was like, okay, he's clearly not the owner. And I was like, no, because the owner would never let a 50-cent yogurt come between him and an extra $225.
Correct.
Which is what it cost them for us to not be there for the two nights. But the upside of the story is...
Well, technically, it's costing them even more now because they're also...
And now they have to reimburse us for a night stay there, like just $8 shy of a full night. Because we spoke to the chain's management, and they said they're moving the incident up to whatever supervisor level, whatever, because they have to know that if this guy really does have, you know, like some kind of thing. So when I went to do the formal checkout, I had my daughter with me, so I kept it calm and steady. Not to mention, I kept telling you, I don't know why, but I was just so amused by this whole thing.
That's kind of your reaction. Like, first you get angry and then you get amused, whereas I get angry and then I cry.
I wasn't even angry, though. I was just more, I was shocked. Indignant? No, I was shocked. And then I was sort of like, I just kind of wrote him off as having... Business class was pissed, but I wrote him off as having a problem. Not that you write somebody off of that, but you know what I mean? I was like, okay, obviously homeboy's having an episode and I don't know what it is, but I think I went into straight mom mode, which is let's isolate the wee one away from the guy. Mm-hmm. And then let's find somewhere.
God knows I've done that.
Yeah. And let's find somewhere even nicer, which I did for only $20 a night more, so when I told Sawa where she would be dropping us, she was like, that's a really nice hotel. I was like, well, that's comforting.
Oh my gosh, my mom is so totally jealous.
It's really cheap.
It was super pretty.
Yeah.
And it's all redone.
But they're still redoing
it. I've only eaten there before.
It's funny, I told the front desk lady what happened, and she goes, well, I'll just let you know that our breakfast is better. We use real eggs and it's longer. I said, thank you.
You know? I want to just go stay there for like a weekend with Magic Pants.
You should have just come and stayed there with us this time around. But we have been here for over a week and everybody's kind of stretched for money now because we've been playing.
And, you know, the kids have school. So being the problem, and I mean, the other hotel is 25 minutes away. So it's a bit
out of the way, but.
Yeah. And it's actually really close to my grandparents. I'm like, I'm going to go early in the morning and see my grandparents. But it turns out they went back to Florida.
But, you know, it's kind of funny. It made me think of how, you know, people often ask me, how do they train therapists? Like, how do they train you to not get secondary trauma from stories of your clients? And how do you leave those problems at work? And, you know, in my head, I've always... it was like a guilty secret. I always in my head went, I don't know if we were trained or if we just got lucky. I don't know if we have successfully transitioned from being lay people to therapists. You know what I mean? Or if we just know the coursework really well, and or we've learned to observe better. But I have to tell you that after yesterday, I actually do think there is something that changes in your initial reactions to things like this, such as my thing wasn't to go down there. I mean, you knew me back in my heyday, where I would have gone down there with
the
something.
The reason SBH happened?
You know what I mean? Like,
the name gone, that we're not going to tell you about ever?
No, but I would have gone down there, kicked down the door, and probably been on the floor in handcuffs by the time I was done. But it's funny how...
Oh, sugar and spice. Uh-oh. Hold on, we're going to pause for a minute. Sorry about that. Telemarketers can die in fires.
Not to mention...
That was really angry of me, and I shouldn't have said that, and I'm sorry.
This is so sad that when you have two moms who left the children in the perfectly capable hand of the fathers, our pulse still starts speeding up when we get a call. Now, like, what happened? Yeah.
Well, Shortpants is at a birthday party, mm-hmm. and they're doing, like, they're playing Ghost in the Graveyard in the woods. So I'm allowed... And I had a dream last night where I didn't tell you... I had a dream last night that I got a phone call that my daughter died. And I had to go identify the body. And then when I got there, it was like a very young toddler, and my daughter's 8. And it was just like a freaky dream, because then I'm not identifying, and some other parent had to go through a nightmare. And yeah, it was a really bad dream. And then I take my daughter to a place where she's going to play Ghost in the Graveyard in the woods. But I trust the other mother. I really do. I promise.
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I don't think that there's anything more alert than a mother hosting other people's kids. Like, it's one thing if you're watching your own kid. Yeah. But when you're watching other people's kids, you get like 50 octaves higher in the paranoid scale of things.
Oh, yeah. At Shortpants' birthday party, it was the first one that she had that wasn't like all our family friends. It was school friends. And Pants couldn't be there for some reason. I don't remember why. But, like, I was alone with 10 little girls. Mm-mm. And, yeah, I did not leave the room. Like, I'd run out and get more popcorn and come back in. Like, I did not leave that room.
Well, and, no, but just to finish up the anger management rape part.
Sorry.
No, I was just saying that it's weird that when something like that happens, you realize your initial reaction is so different now. At least mine was. And I can identify that, you know, my first reaction was very much in the therapy room. First, handle the crisis, which is, if he's having an episode, isolate the young and the innocent, and then, you know, go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And also try to find, because when I returned my room key, when I did the formal checkout, I mean, he was still like, he was still ragged breath. His eyes were watery. So, you know, and then, of course, then the clinician clicked in, like, are you on something? Are you having an episode? You know, did you relapse with some behavior that now you're ashamed of yourself of? Because he was very, like, very, okay, thank you. You know?
Well, something else occurred to me, and it just occurred to me this second, mm-hmm. is I just realized on my way home from dropping Shortpants off that the wood cutting competition is this weekend, because they're setting it up. Yes, that's a thing that happens. Wood cutting competitions.
Okay.
Like, they're time trials or whatever. I don't know the details. Anyway, so maybe he had oversold and didn't want you staying over?
Well, I mean, that crossed my mind, not the wood cutting part. I didn't know about that, but more
I just noticed him setting up.
More like he was trying to find a reason to get that room free. I don't know.
But... I don't know. It's a thought. But if he was acting like he was on something or having a psychotic break or some such.
Well, no. And if you are having a break, or if you are on something or all of the above, because they are not exclusive all the time, it could be that the situation of needing a room was real. But I'm just saying his reaction was off the board. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He seemed like he was having an episode. But I don't know. But anyway, all's well that ends well. We got a nice room.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter is away from the crazy man, and we got some money back. So, hey.
Yeah.
At least it'll cover the additional that we're paying for this room. So.
Well, yeah. And that was my thing, was that the bare minimum you should get is
the extra
is to be made whole. So, there, because I watched a lot of judge shows, especially when I was like unemployed, watched a lot of judge shows.
I was thinking more in terms of, that's business class though. Like, his focus was getting some kind of refund or some kind of, you know, that's compensation.
That's why we call him business class.
My concern was, I just need to be sure that the owner hears about this, because if he does have a problem, he needs to at least get checked out or be put on some kind of mental health leave or something. Because one thing I did notice is, other than us, there were just a bunch of super old people staying at that hotel.
Yeah. Like, well, and they have a lot of contracts, like union contracts, because there's always union guys in there.
if he picks a fight with the wrong contractor.
I know.
Or truck driver.
Yeah. And I mean, I would worry about, losing contracts. If anyone had seen his little, what should we call it?
Tantrum.
Yeah.
Or episode.
Yeah. If anyone had seen that, and it could have gone very, very badly.
Well, that's why I thought it would be prudent to talk to the mayor, who, like, again, is just happens to be a friend of ours. But that's why I thought it would be prudent for her to know that if the town is contracting with a bunch of folk who would be staying there, because they are kind of the only hotel gig in the immediate town.
And there are Airbnbs, but that's right. Not really. Yeah.
And they're not very big. That's one of the reasons we're not staying at an Airbnb right now, because most of them only big for two people, like a room for two people. So,
yeah. So. the other thing is, it's hunting season, or about to be. I think it's about to be. And I mean, people are, you know, hunters will stay there too. And if you pick a fight with the wrong person,
that's what I'm
saying. Now, business class does not look like someone who would be packing. So maybe he's like, well, this guy is
safe.
Is safe because he's dressed. Well, he was in his jammy.
He was in his pajamas in his fight with this dude.
Yeah. But I mean, I will say it. Business class is a good dresser. Uh-huh. He spends more time in his hair than I do.
Uh-huh.
And more. We just decided that he spends more time in his hair than I do on my makeup. So, and I am very fair and have no pigment in my face. So I wear a lot of makeup. Yeah.
A business class, his crown and glory is his hair. That's for sure. But no, I mean, so if the topic is anger management, and since we're kind of dissecting what could have been, like, you know, did he oversell or, you know, one thing that
I try to give people the benefit of the doubt
as far as, well, I mean, there has to be a reason, you know, even if he has some kind of
psycho killer,
bipolar one or something like that, there's usually a trigger. And I mean, one thing that I thought of was, is it, because this guy was of a minority ethnicity. Maybe he thought, you know, business class was asserting some kind of white privilege. I don't know. Maybe. But something triggered this dude. He doesn't exactly... The hotel is not exactly in the most diverse part of the country, I guess. I don't know if he had some kind of issue before. And that's... He just snapped. But the point being that, if as far as the useful part of this, I guess if we were to do the useful part of the show is, so it's a funny story. You know, I mean, I think it is, at least. I thought it was funny as hell. Just because if you ever met business class, just to be able to say, hey, business class got us kicked out of a hotel. I mean, I'll never forget Magic Pants' reaction, because Sawa texted him and said, well, I'm driving them to such and such because business class got them kicked out of the hotel. And so he called, Magic Pants called, and his first words were, what happened?
Yeah. And then we started laughing. He's like, no, really, what happened?
And so
I mean, he sounded frantic. It was hilarious. It was adorable. So,
but no, Magic and then Pants, of course, and Magic Pants got as indignant as business class. He's like, ooh, you know what I would do? You
know? He offered to help with the negotiations on the phone.
That would have been funny, having the two of them on extension phone going, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Oh my gosh, you would have gotten your entire stay free if those two got together.
Maybe we should have them call.
Well, there's another story, but I can't tell it because I signed a non-disclosure on it. But Magic Pants has a gift for this.
Oh, but so no, but the useful part of this, like I said, I think it's a funny story. But
tis.
But as we're talking about what could have happened in that dude's head, it does bring me to the useful part of this, which is for anybody listening who may have run into a super angry person or feels that they may have needed anger management themselves. Because I do get, I do get clients like that from time to time where they want to know, what do I do about anger? Of course, the disclaimer, we won't talk about my clients per se. We'll talk about other people we know personally. But in general, for people who are wondering, you know, what do you do about anger? You got to realize one thing, which is anger, even though it's a primal state, meaning birds do it, I guess even trees can get mad if they have to, at least the ones in Lord of the Rings did.
Sorry, nerd alert.
Animals get angry. People get angry. But one thing that I don't think a lot of people realize is anger is always a reaction emotion. So it's an immediate or not reaction to vulnerability. So fear.
I was going to say, is it based? Because I was once told by a professor that all negative emotions are at some primal level
fear-based.
Fear.
Right.
And you agree with that?
I would say, yeah, fear, because even if we were to look at all the other fingerlings of anger, so the primary things that trip anger, so such as fear, I think that kind of encompasses the other ones, such as being threatened or jealous. So like when a dog starts snarling at you, it's usually because it's either afraid of you or it's afraid that you're going to take something that it needs or wants, such as its food or its puppies, or you know what I mean? So
it's territory,
or that it's hurt and it's afraid that in its vulnerable state that you are a threat to it. So I will say that to anybody who has ever asked themselves, what do I do to stop snapping at people? Because I get that a lot. I get that a lot from just family members, one in particular. Hi, auntie. oh boy. and
is the auntie I'm thinking of?
Oh, well, there's only one I talk about.
So. Okay, that one.
But, you know, and even then she's not necessarily wanting to change, but in the moment she wants people to like her better. So it's like, well, I just can't help it. How can I help it? You know, I'm like, well, you can't help it. If you just take a moment, not even a long moment, to just breathe and ask yourself, what am I afraid of here? That will help.
Well, and I can say that
that'll break that spell.
Yeah. I had someone I care about, who started getting really angry with me a lot, all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere. And then that person eventually said it was because of my health issues, and that person was getting really afraid that something would happen to me. So the person was withdrawing and trying to essentially pick fights to, so if something happened to me, they wouldn't feel as bad.
They actually call that anticipatory grief.
Really? That's what FC. And I mean, it didn't make it.
I think I'm done.
Okay. It didn't make it better to know that. No. And when the person that I love told me that was the reason, like, it didn't make it better, but at least I could make sense of it and deal with it better myself.
Well, and a manifestation of fear that we all know and love so well is anxiety.
Hello.
Anxiety alone makes you feel crunchy, because I can't think, you know what? I can't think of anything more uncomfortable than anxiety. Give me depression over anxiety, honestly.
I agree. Because, as someone who suffers from both, I agree.
Yeah, because even though they both suck like hell, you know what I mean? The thing is, anxiety, you're just, I mean, unreasonably knotted up. And anxiety often manifests as anger because you're just uncomfortable. And honestly, to give you a double whammy, if you're anxious long enough, you will get depressed, because it's exhausting and it's horrible to feel anxious for that. Well, no, a lot of people I meet, myself included, if I'm anxious for too long, I get depressed. I mean, I go from being curled up on the couch in like a pouncing position, right, like a cat, to asleep all the time, you know, because so anxiety is horrible. And when you're anxious enough, you will get snappy. But anxiety is, again, just a different way of being fearful.
Well, like yesterday, we were shopping for Halloween stuff, which is our favorite holiday.
Although I will tell you, that store, anybody will have an anxiety.
So it was super overstimulating. And I mean, SPH business class and movie were there.
With all of Sally's chilling.
All two of them. But I was, yeah. So Magic Pants had a meeting and couldn't come. But I started getting extremely anxious and my heart racing, and I was afraid something was going to happen to my kids. I was afraid that they were going to get nightmares from those clowns, because there were big animatronic clowns, and someone who remained nameless,
that's
who
me.
Was sitting next to me.
Me. I told them all about John Wayne Gacy.
She told all the children about John Wayne Gacy.
They need to know. They need to know. The children need to be safe. In the town of Derry, I would have been the only friggin' kid who lived, because I would have been the only one who would not go near the stupid-ass clown for the stupid-ass balloon.
SBH?
I don't like clowns.
He didn't target girls.
Wait, oh, okay, because I went from John Wayne Gacy to Pennywise. I was like, Pennywise ate everybody.
No, yes. That's Tim Curry.
I love him.
I know.
But I don't love Pennywise.
Anyway.
It was a very affirming movie. It felt like it was proof. It was a documentary to me, because I always knew about those goddamn things, even when I was little, and everybody laughed at me.
I was afraid of clowns when I was little, too.
Right.
And then I met one, and he used to call me Quasimodo because he said that's what I looked like without makeup.
What the fuck? So, and you're not afraid of freaking clowns? They don't just
hurt your... Well, he was also the humane investigator.
They don't just eat you. They hurt your freaking feelings.
I made sure I always wore makeup after that.
Because he wanted you to put on clown makeup?
No, regular makeup, because he said I'd look like Quasimodo without it. He used to call me Quasi. It was my nickname.
Oh my God.
And SBH wonders why I'm effed up. But yeah, anyway, so I was just feeling so anxious that, and my son did have two nightmares last night, but.
Oh, we're back to that Halloween story. I was still back on clowns.
She was still back on clowns.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, we went to a restaurant.
We're going to do phobias.
We are, for the Halloween. Which we'll talk more about clowns.
My collar phobia. Oh, God.
And.
He was just doing with clowns. You can't get mad at a shark for eating people. You can't get mad at a clown.
No. He was a killer who dressed as a clown, not a clown who was a killer. Like, he didn't kill people in the clown outfit.
Okay, not all killers are clowns, but all clowns are killers.
Okay, so, I don't know. We'll have to check with,
they're probably repressed killers,
but they're killers. All of the, true crime podcasts I listen to, because I might have my details wrong. Anyway, so we went to the Halloween store, and I freaked out, and I was getting all snappy with my children, and I really, really try not to raise my voice with my children, because I think they become desensitized to it, and I don't want...
Well, I
read once somewhere, like, the tone you speak in your children is the tone they'll speak to themselves in their heads or something like that.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I know. Things affect me weird. So I try to be...
Now that's going to affect me weird that you told
sorry!
Me.
You're the...
Jeez.
Sorry!
I never heard that on a stream.
Well, I either heard it or I saw it on a sign or some such.
I'm just going to say it's bullshit.
Okay.
If I haven't read it, it's bullshit.
Okay.
It could be true, but...
Whatever. I like it. Anyway, so I was finding myself like, just stop touching things. Just stop asking me to buy you stuff. Plus, money's a little tight right now. And
which is anxiety provoking.
Money, don't break that. Anyway, so we were going to a restaurant, and poor SBH had to like
talk
me down before we could go in the restaurant. So, and I was so anxious that I didn't notice that freaking business class left the door of my van open.
Like, so that some waitress had to go, hey, ma'am. I think your door to your car is open.
Right, which of course made me...
Which, anxious.
Anxious.
And ironically, the reason business class left it open was because he was so overwhelmed with all three kids.
Yeah, we kind of sent him alone with three kids.
That anxiety is a bitch.
So. But I didn't notice, and it was the driver's side. And anyway, I get out there, there's a cop standing guard, so sweet. Thank you, slightly upscale area of...
Oh, is that where we're staying now?
Yeah, it was right near your hotel.
Oh, cool.
Across with a Tarjay.
I'm still surprised about
that. Yeah, anyway, but there was a very nice officer waiting, and he let me check and make sure nothing was missing, and it was very nice. I was so out of it that I didn't notice that the entire sliding door of my car was...
But what SBH was... I'm SBH. What's
Now you're going to confuse people.
Yeah. What Sala was saying about snapping at the kids, because it sounded like anger, was anxiety. And I could tell because she was just snappy. I was like, all right, this hoe is never snappy. So she's obviously having a panic attack, not to mention I had to hand her Xanax.
Oh my gosh. And business class thought you were... He didn't realize she had my purse.
He thought I was handing her some random anxiolytic from my bag. I was like, right, because I walk around with Valium. You know,
no, like, that's your mom.
That's my mom, not me. But no, so I actually like my off the cuff nickname I called it. I said out of the car anxiety Annie. I made that up on the spot.
I liked it.
I was quite proud of myself. Because she was like, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, you sound so fine. And I used something against her.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. But no, I used her own thing against her. I was like, yeah, well, don't lie because I hear it makes you throw up.
Which is true.
So, but anyway. But so I think the best thing to do if you find yourself a hotel manager, you know, about to bust somebody's chops over the complimentary yogurt.
You see him later and his eyes all bloodshot because he burst a vessel.
Right. And teary. Number one, if you are in the hotel industry, please remember to be hospitable. Number two, if you really don't want anybody taking the stuff that used to be up for the grabs, but now that you're under new management, you're not, close the door.
Or put it in the kitchen.
Like, lock the yogurt up. Like, put it away. Don't just leave it there with the door open literally 24/7 and then get angry when somebody takes the yogurt.
I mean, hell, I wasn't a registered guest, but I could have walked in and had a bagel.
Exactly.
I didn't.
So what I'm saying is
that would also make me puke. So,
but what I'm saying is, you know, if you do find yourself getting riled up, instead of regretting what you did, because I guarantee you now that guy has to answer to some people, right?
Yeah.
He's going to get some annoying phone calls.
Oh, and everyone in my village will know about it because,
yeah,
well,
business is going to take a hit.
Yep. And we are,
because
this, like, what if he is on something
or,
you
he's,
know,
he's at least unstable.
Right.
He's at least,
what if he hurts someone? What if he gets hurt?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, look, take his example. He is somebody who he was already probably having a shitty morning. And he escalated it. You know, business class didn't go in there and tell him his mother wears combat boots. He escalated that on his own. And now not only did he lose his boss a couple $100s, he is going to get at least some annoying phone calls from supervisors and upper management to find out what happened. Now, what will become of that? I mean, personally, I don't think a heck of a lot. I mean, I could
be wrong. Well, if I hear, I will let only SBH know, but I will let you guys know because
right.
I always love, like, I listen to the Dear Prudence podcast from Slate, and she's always, or he, I'm so sorry, Daniel's always saying, like, keep us updated and let us know what happens. And I'm sure people do email him back, but he never tells us.
But I got to tell you that even so, I never hope anybody gets fired. I don't. And I don't hope he gets fired.
Ooh. I got hit by a bus.
Okay,
and
no,
you
him.
Said you wanted that guy fired.
Okay, because he almost killed you and he didn't even stop.
I got hit by a bus, guys. I mean, I stopped it with my hand.
Okay.
It's awesome. I didn't even get hurt, really.
Edward,
I got a little hurt.
Like Edward Cullen. But the point being that, okay, if you almost murder somebody and you drive off, maybe you shouldn't
he
be a
stopped.
Freaking bus driver. You said he didn't stop.
No, he stopped and said, are you okay? And I said, yes. And then he took off.
Oh, well, then no. Then I hope he doesn't get fired. But I hope
I hope he doesn't run any more red lights.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No, I thought it was a hit and run.
Well, no.
Okay. So, but what I'm saying is I don't hope people get fired. I don't hope anger management Ray gets fired. But I do. I like the term because anger management, he's a hotel manager.
Yeah.
So anger management Ray doesn't get fired. But at the same time, I know that if he does have an anger issue, which he clearly does. I mean, like I said, I don't know about bipolar. I don't know about any kind of personality. So I don't know about any of that with him. And I'm not even going to attempt to diagnose him after dealing with him for 2 minutes.
That would be unethical.
Well, not to mention it'll be also inaccurate as all hell. But I am saying that he clearly has an anger management issue. I mean, clearly. It's breathtaking. And he is going to have to follow up on that. Like, he's going to have to answer some questions. He's going to get annoyed. So that's what I'm saying. Like, instead of flying off the handle, if you feel yourself getting really riled up, if you just give yourself 5 seconds to ask yourself this very fundamental question, what am I threatened by? What am I afraid of right here? what's bothering me? What's scaring me? Don't ask yourself what's bothering you, because it's too easy to say that person. But ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Or what am I hurt by?
You know what I'm hurt by? We were on Quit Clinton Watch 2018.
Oh my God.
And 2 days later, he's in the exact space we're looking for him. That hurts me. That's why I'm angry about it.
He was in the small town. I don't know where in the town he was based on the picture.
Yes, but it was super small. We could have been on that exact spot.
I mean, yeah. Other than...
and technically it's 4 days, but whatever.
Other than a framed signed picture in the independent bookstore in the town.
Independent bookstores still exist, y'all. If you see them, go patronize them.
And buy something.
Sometimes they have rabbits named Meatball.
I wanted a pet named Meatball so badly. I'm going to rename Fatboy Meatball. He is a meatball. He's a big ball of meat.
Yes, but he's gray. That would be like a steamed meatball. Steams meatballs?
A Swedish meatball.
Oh.
They're kind of gray.
Okay.
All right.
So but he's a Russian blue.
Yeah.
This is a problem for me. I think we need to keep his name.
Just get another cat or a bulldog or...
A bulldog named Meatball. Oh my God. Hold on, guys.
So case in point about anger and anxiety.
Sorry, I just got really pissed.
The phone started ringing. And once again, my heart starts beating faster because my little one isn't near me. It's getting dark. Sawa's little ones aren't near her. It's getting dark. She sees that it's the school. So now both of our hearts are racing because...
That's why I put on speaker.
Because the kids are playing at the playground at the school and it's getting dark. And it's a stupid ass recorded message from the superintendent saying our schools are still what?
They're renovating, and we keep getting these updates on the Capitol project. And it's super annoying because, yeah, I get it. It's not done yet. I was in the school this morning. I understand it's not done yet. Sorry, I'm a little miffed about this. And let's see, why do I feel threatened? Why am I afraid?
Well, I could tell you because I thought something happened to one of the kids.
Well, yeah, but why am I mad about the school being behind on these renovations? Is because there's contractors in the school that I don't know. There's workers everywhere that I don't know. And I worry about freaking John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why MUBI is just not going to circuses. I'm sorry. Circuses are mean to animals anyway. So I don't feel like I'm doing her a disservice.
I have very mixed feelings on circuses, but that is something for our next episode.
So we both have to collectively take a deep breath there because, like I said.
Yeah. That just gave me a heart attack. I couldn't watch Law and Order SVU for like 4 years. I used to watch like that all the time. Now I watch it all the time again because that's because I listen to this podcast that makes fun of it and it helps me.
There's a Family Guy episode where Brian the dog finds out that he has a kid. And
oh my gosh, but the kid is older than Brian. Like, yeah,
some breaks crap my brain. Like that. But there's a part of that episode where they're talking about just random fucked up things that have happened. And Brian does this like super obnoxious, exaggerated. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I can't ever hear that. I can't hear it ever since I became a father. Oh, and I remember watching that and going, my God, do people really get that overbearing? And then I had a child.
So the answer is yes.
I mean, I was never a crime show watcher. Again, I'm a therapist. I hear enough real life shit to not want to watch on TV, but I'll tell you that just hearing about child abuse, and that's why I don't see children and mandated families in the CPS system anymore, because my counter transference would be too off the hook.
What does counter transference mean?
Sorry. It's
it's okay. I need to learn these things.
So basically it's the so when a client starts projecting their stuff onto you, so they start treating you like the abandoning mom or the abandoning dad, or we call that transference.
Okay.
And transference is very useful to us because if we notice that they're treating us like, for example, the rejecting parent or whatever, or they're treating us like an ex-girlfriend or something, it's kind of a real life, even better than a role play where you're actually experiencing their fear, and that way you can really intervene, and that way you can really sense what they're going through.
Oh, so it's like the method,
right? And
like method acting,
Okay, right, right. And then counter transference is when something they're doing triggers your shit. So if
I could never be a shrink, people. Reasons I could never be a shrink.
Well, and we're trained to notice when it happens, because you will never train anybody to never have counter transference for human. But you have to train your therapists to recognize it and address it. And if you cannot roll with it, to transfer the client out to where they can deal with someone more neutral. So my counter transference would too easily be, if you are parents who are mandated to seek anger management therapy because you beat your kid into a bloody pulp and CPS took them away. Back in the day, I used to be able to see those parents. I did. Before I had children, I would see them. We would do the anger management stuff. There was a way to divorce yourself from what they did,
mm-hmm.
and just focus on them as the client and get into why they're so angry. And usually when you have an anger outburst, it's because you've been bottling shit for too long. So my first invention is, if something's bothering you, address it then and there. Do not swallow it down. Some people like to swallow it down because they think it makes them brave, or because they don't want to burden somebody else with it. I wonder who that sounds like as far as the burdening thing.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to burden somebody else with it, or they want to use it as ammo.
Awkward laugh.
Well, there are
ammo?
Some.
Wait.
There are some people who
they bottle it so that they can use it later to hurt people.
So, for example, husband and wife. Let's just say the husband, 10 years ago had an affair, and let's just say they worked through it and they decided to make the marriage to carry on with the marriage. A wife who still is pissed off but hasn't worked through that yet and hasn't talked it out enough with her partner. Let's just take into consideration, some people, every time the partner slips up, they will put that in a memory bank and then use it when it's really useful to them later. So if...
Isn't that like how not to fight 101?
Yeah, but this is not a healthy couple I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like, so let's just say she knows that she has, like, let's just say her big folly is shopaholic.
Okay.
Let's just say, and I don't mean to be stereotypical 1950s housewife, but I'm saying, actually, a friend of a friend of mine, the couple is, that was their thing. The wife was, she had an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is friend of a friend. So I don't know them personally very well myself, but the point being that she did have an addictive personality. She ended up in the hospital for doing too many freaking opioids, for crying out loud. But whenever her husband would look at the thing and they were overdrawn because she literally hit Neiman's for stuff that she's never even going to use or wear, she did have a problem. She would bring up the list of things he did to piss her off in the last month to offset his anger.
Oh my God.
To offset. So some people do bottle because, one, they're afraid that they will burden somebody else with their anger or their dismay.
Guilty.
Such as Sala. There are some people who bottle because they think, you know, I have to say something about America right now. America is going through this thing where, in a very good way, we are really appreciative about Eastern and Eastern cultures and Buddhism and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing it right. There are some people who think to be a good Buddhist means you can never show anger. You can never, you have to be Zen all the time. And that's just not,
that's
not
bullshit.
Plausible. You know, so there are people who bottle, and when you bottle for too long, there will be that explosion later. And the person you're exploding on will stand there like you're a crazy ass hotel manager with anger management problems. Meanwhile, you think you have all the right and reason in the world to have a problem,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So when people come to me saying, what do I do about anger management? One of the first things that I do is I ask them, what are you bottling? And to stop bottling, stop saving up your problem for later, because it's like a volcano. You will erupt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural thing. So, well, as you can
or you'll make yourself sick.
Or you'll start throwing up like somebody I know. So
guilty.
So you might be able to hear that the wee ones walked in, and we're actually right about at that.
Yeah, point. We're about when I need to pick up short pants, and so, I'm taking SPH with me because it's pretty dry, but actually it's dark. It's still going to be a pretty drive, darn it.
Yeah.
And so we will be signing off now, and I've got credits that I need to read here. Let me switch.
I'm going to go see about the crying child.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm going to read credits. Ha ha. As soon as I find them. Bicoastal Disorder with SBA Pinsella is a proud member of the Nerd Pride Network. Quality nerd content from quality nerds. Check us out at Facebook and Instagram at Bicoastal Disorder. Actually, Instagram is Bicoastal Disorder Podcast. Email us your questions and comments at bicoastaldisorderpodcast@gmail.com. Join us at the Nerd Pride Radio forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds, as well as checking out the other awesome podcast, Nerd Pride Radio itself. We'd like to, again, thank Blue Devil for his production assistance, but now we gotta go, because, you know, kids, man, kids.
One of which I'm holding right now.